I just wanted to start out. I mean, this is your ninth time running for your seat in House. I mean, what made you decide to run for re-election again?
I ran because I didn't think the state was going in the right direction earlier, and that was based on corporate ownership of fishing permits when I first started out. And I think the state is going in the wrong direction now, not having a fiscal plan that will sustain us over time.
This is the first time you have not run as a Republican while running for House, and you've been at odds with the Republican Party ever since you joined a bipartisan coalition in 2016, made up of mostly Democrats and some independents as well. What made you join that coalition?
I have been at odds with a number of people over those within the party. Votes for years. And we've just reached the point where I believe that working together across party lines is necessary to solve Alaska's big problems. And so I'm now a registered nonpartisan to accomplish that goal.
In terms of the Republican Party, I mean, do you think the party is changing as far as the direction it's headed or what it's willing to do in terms of the legislature as it stands now?
Oh, sure. I mean, I was a Republican for 50 years, and I mean, their proposals to say we want to pay double the dividend without raising any new revenues is just the only thing you can do is massively cut the state spending. I mean, eliminate about 15 departments in the state, you know, so the money's not there. So you would have to raid the permanent fund. So I'm opposed to that being the only solution.
You know, there has been a lot of anger over cutting the BFD. And what are you saying to those voters?
Well, it depends on the Alaska we want to live in. I mean, to do what some people want to do, that's double the dividend, basically. A $3,000 dividend would mean we would have to get rid of funding for the University of Alaska, the Department of Corrections, Department of Transportation, Department of Public Safety, right on down to Environmental Protection, Fish and Game. All of those departments would have to be totally unfunded unless you were going to raid the permanent fund by going over that 5.25% sustainable draw from the earnings. And I feel for people that are hurting. I mean, it's a bigger tax proportionally on kids, low-income workers, regular families than it is on millionaires. We passed a comprehensive fiscal plan that would have dug us out of this problem. And we still have to repay the Constitutional Budget Reserve. That $12.5 billion that we took out, those were loans under the Constitution that need to be repaid.
You know, in turning to a broad-based tax, I mean, after all the opposition it's faced in the Senate, and you've mostly pushed for an income tax, although you said you'd be willing to accept a sales tax. I mean, after all the opposition it's faced, is a broad-based tax still tenable moving forward?
Well, it just depends on, you know, how people feel when they get there. I mean, you know, we have to have a solution. You know, what is the solution? Is it going to be raiding the permanent fund and just spending the permanent fund earnings reserve like we spent the Constitutional Budget Reserve? That is the proposal right now by the people that say they want to double the dividend, pay back dividends, they want to just cut government. I don't think if we eliminated 17 agencies of our state government and just zeroed them out, this would be a place that people would even recognize, much less it would be like they'd want to live here.
Voters are still seemingly angry about what they perceive as an increase of crime due to SB 91. I mean, how are you communicating to those voters, and what should those voters know from your perspective on terms of SB 91?
If we repealed SB 91, we would be going backwards because we'd be getting rid of all the bail officers, we'd be getting rid of the ankle monitoring, we'd be getting rid of the higher sentences for murder. And we've passed three bills to repair that. Now the Anchorage Captain Case is saying that those repairs are working and things are getting better and they're no longer suggesting repeal of 91.